You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today we're joined by Colorado College Head Coach Andy Partee. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to join us today.
My pleasure, Jeff.
Coach, take us through your mindset as you begin your sixth season as the head coach of the Tigers.
Well, simple mindset that we are going to continue to grow and develop the program. In the last couple of years, it's been headed in the right direction, and we like to certainly capitalize on making it to our first SCAC tournament last year and first winning season. And the recruiting has started to show. We're getting some interest from kids that you know, were otherwise going west or midwest. Basically, we're just focusing on becoming a better program, trying to be more successful out of conference as well as in conference.
Coach, you mentioned you're coming off your first SCAC tournament appearance. How do you build off that momentum heading into the 2011-12 season?
Well, I mean, that's something that our returners can reflect back on, and now it's not anything new to them. They know what it takes to get there. Yeah, it's kind of like the NCAA tournament where, you know, tournament jitters are in the past, and so I think that's made them certainly more hungry to know that this program is capable of participating in the SEC tournament, and you know, we're focusing on trying to continue that as a trend. And not just one-hit wonder, but the non-conference schedule is something we'd like to do a better job with.
You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today we're joined by Andy Partee, Colorado College head coach. Coach, you lost Nick Rose from last year. Who are some players who are kind of waiting in the wings to take over and fill in for his void, and in others that you lost at graduation?
Well, it was. Certainly disappointed to see Nick go. We felt that we had some younger guys that had a chance to play with him and be successful under his leadership. Ben Foley, unfortunately, was the guy who was waiting to take over the scoring load that Nick was able to produce, but he transferred to Indiana University to be closer to family and relatives. We have some other guys that have developed. Jake Tromatulo, who's in the sophomore class, played mostly as a backup point to Ryan Milne. Ian Rewalt, who was phenomenal for us as a forward. He's the only junior in the program. Jeremiah Waters is the only senior. So we have some returning guys that have experience. Combine them with a couple of newcomers in the freshman class. Chris Lesnansky is certainly very talented. I think he will be considered among some of the better freshmen in the conference. And then Joe Howard, 6'10" freshman, needs to develop some strength. But we have an interesting dynamic in that we're a bigger team this year, and not necessarily will rely on the scoring load that Nick Rose had a year ago.
Coach, over the last 2 years, the Tigers have ranked in the top five in the league in both field goal percentage defense. How do you continue that trend, and how important is that for the Tigers this season?
Well, it's been one of those things. In my early tenure, when I first took over, we couldn't stop anyone defensively, and we were just outmanned because we were undersized and we lacked talent and depth. I think that defense has been a focus of ours primarily the last couple of years, just as much as offense. We're confident that we can score the ball, but just continue to keep an emphasis on field goal percentages, keeping it at we like to say 40%. So it's going to continue to be our focus. Like I said, we have a bigger team, long rangey guys who can cut down the court a little bit. So I think that also, with those taller guys, we should be able to control the backboard a little bit, which, if you give teams more than one look, the shooting percentages are going to go up. But I think that this taller lineup will certainly help us continue this trend defensively.
Coach, last question. What are going to be one or two keys that are going to be important for the Tigers as you look to build off of the momentum from your first SCAC tournament appearance from a year ago?
Honestly, the first key is to stay healthy. we are a young team. And as you know, the bodies can tend to break down with the travel associated with the SCAC. We're not as deep as we'd like to be because we are so young. But I think that, you know, the next key would be to really get a feel for who we are, you know, post Nick Rose, you know, because Nick did so much both offensively and defensively. There are going to be some new roles assumed by some returning guys, and quite honestly, those roles will be assumed by much of our underclassmen. Yeah, so we're going to have to figure out who we are and what kind of program this one is compared to, you know, past years.
Colorado College head coach Andy Partee and his Tigers open up the season November 18th and 19th, competing in the Colorado State Pueblo Al Kaley Classic before opening up their home portion of the schedule December 2nd against Southwestern. Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and best of luck during the season.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.